Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the May 2023 Home Education Conference held in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, so I want you to think for a moment to yourself, what or how are you currently keeping track of everything that you need or want to remember? So maybe you're using a calendar. Maybe it's a digital calendar on your cell phone or computer, or maybe you have a wall calendar that you use. Maybe you have handwritten or digital to-do lists, like anywhere that you can remember to put them. Oops, I don't know what just happened. Maybe you have a journal that you're using or a diary to write down the happenings in your life. Maybe your mom helps you to remember things, or your spouse or your boss or a coworker. Maybe you have somebody else telling you what to do all the time. Or maybe you don't have a method and that's why you're here and you want to learn what you can do differently. Is your method working for you? You don't have to answer that. Just kind of think to yourself, is it working for you? Maybe you don't always have your device with you or your calendar. Maybe you regularly lose your lists. Maybe you feel guilty about not writing in that journal every day, and so you just keep not doing it. Maybe you need to develop more independence from your mom or your spouse or your boss or whoever is helping you to remember things. Either everything is too complicated or it doesn't fit your needs, perhaps. So bullet journaling is a method that can help us focus on what matters most and also help increase our mindfulness, our intention, our productivity, and even our joy and gratitude. So what is a bullet journal? You may be asking, well, I keep hearing bullet journal. What is it? Well, let me tell you. It's a calendar and a to-do list. And a diary or journal, and a habit tracker, and it's your favorite quotes. It's a gratitude journal, a book list. Really, it's whatever you need it to be, all in one commonplace book. During this presentation, I'm going to cover the basics of what the symbols are and what they mean, what an index is, the different spreads that you can have in a book, and just the whole process in general. I'll also talk about customizable pages and perhaps even getting artistic. And then I'll also list some of the tools for success. And we will have Q&A at the end, hopefully, if there's time. But please, if you have questions throughout the presentation, you are welcome to ask me. So the ideas presented in this class come from a book by Ryder Carroll, who developed the method of bullet journaling. And his book is called The Bullet Journal Method. I'm just going to add a little disclaimer here. I personally have not read this book, but I have been to his website and I've watched the videos and kind of understand the method and how it works for me. But he goes into like why he developed it and the whole process in more great detail. So if you're really interested in this, I recommend checking out his book. Another book I used in preparing for this presentation is Dot Journaling, which takes the bullet journal method and kind of applies it in a more it gives you more ideas of how you can apply the method, like different spreads and things that you can try. And this one is written by Rachel Wilkerson Miller. You know, these are both library books, so yay for libraries. Okay, so here's where I'm going to go over all the symbols for bullet journaling. The very first symbol is the bullet itself. This is indicating a task that is incomplete, something that needs to be done but has not yet been done. So that's the bullet. When a task is complete, you put an X through that bullet. So I'm not showing the bullet in there very well, but you would just X right on the bullet, put the center of the bullet in the X to mark that you got it done. This would be comparable to like check boxes, right? But we're using dots and X's. Then we have the right arrow, which indicates a task that's being moved to the next day. So you take that bullet and you turn it into an arrow. If you did not get it done that day, you turn it into a right arrow and then move it to the next day. The left arrow is a task that you want to plan for. It's like, this is not something that I want to get done today, but I know it needs to be done soon or tomorrow. So I'm going to put a left arrow for this. A task that is no longer relevant gets a strike through. You just one simple line. So you can still read it, but you just know that it's no longer relevant in your life. Then we have a dash that indicates any notes that you might have. A circle indicates an event or an appointment that you might have. An asterisk or a star indicates something that's of high priority. An exclamation point indicates something that's inspirational. And these are the basic symbols here. Now, you can also make up your own or change what... make your own symbol and have it mean one of these same things. But I like to use a box to indicate what my meal plan is for a particular day. That's what I like to do. But you can make any kind of marks that you want to make. Just, you might want to make a key in your book somewhere that shows what each of the symbols means. So one of the other parts, aside from the symbols, is having an index. Now, an index is basically just a place where you're keeping track of everything that's in your book. So this is just an example. Like, maybe you have a list somewhere of books to read, and that's found on page 2. Maybe somewhere else you have a shopping list, and that's on page 8. Maybe somewhere else you have a future log for the months February through July, and that's on pages 4 and 5. So anytime you add something to your book, you mark it in your index so that later you can go back and reference it. The future log is generally a 2-page spread that shows 6 months at a time. And this is super helpful because, at least for me, like, I sometimes like to see what's coming up in the next few months so then I can do whatever applicable planning for what's happening later, like earlier, and not have it like blindside me when it actually comes. So this is a really useful spread when you're trying to look at several months at a time and like fill in those holes where you might have extra time. It helps you see holidays that come up on a regular basis, seasons that come up on a regular basis, events that come up on a regular basis, like birthdays, LDSHE conferences. Just putting a plug there. I love these things. Anyway, so it's just a really useful tool. And then from this, your next spread would be a monthly log. So anything that you put on your future log for that month, you automatically copy onto this 2-page spread. So on the left-hand side, you have the days of the month, just 1 through 30 or 31 or 28, depending on, or 29, depending on which month and year it is. You just list down the day, the number day, and then next to that, the first letter of the day of the week. Just the day of the week. So it's very simple. You're not writing out whole words. You're not drawing a grid of a calendar. And then you write down anything that's unique to those days of the month that you want to remember. Then on the right-hand page, you write any tasks that you know need to be completed that month or projects that you have that you want to get completed that month. And you just listen there. So that could be pulled from your future log and just automatically dropped there, and then you can also add to it. I would say that anything you add to your monthly log that wasn't already on your future log, you might want to also put on your future log so that when you go back and look through your book, you can see at a glance what happened when and not have to flip through everything to find things. The next part of the book, of the bullet journal method, is the daily log or the rapid logging. And this is really where a lot of the magic happens. And I'm just going to kind of walk you through what it could look like in like several days of doing this. So first, you just start by writing the day and the month, like 1/3 for January 3rd, and then the letter of the day of the week. Then you write down like any appointments you have coming up that day. Like maybe you have your co-op meeting and then parkour or gymnastics or dance or whatever else. Maybe you know you have to go grocery shopping that day because the fridge is looking bare. And you know that tuition is due for the semester. And so as you're going through your day, you're adding things to your list that need to be done or appointments that come up. And then you're also marking them off as they're completed. So I picked up my library holds. I can mark that one with an X as complete. I got my grocery shopping done. I can mark that with an X as complete. I did not get to paying the spring tuition, so I'm migrating that to the next day. That becomes a right arrow. Yes, there's a question. Okay, so the question is like, how do you like do this by keeping like a pen or pencil with you all the time? Is that your question? So some books, this one doesn't have one, but some books have like a little loop for a pen, and that's super handy. I've seen other devices that are like pockets that you slide onto the back cover that can also have pen and pencil holders on it. So there's different ways that you can make sure you have your writing utensil with you. Okay, carrying on with the daily log. Next day rolls around, we write the date and the day of the week and just the initial of the day of the week. Because we didn't pay tuition and we wanted to migrate it, we write that down immediately as something that needs to be done that day. We need to drive the carpool for church activities later that day. Then we make a note that there was a heavy snow and the activities were canceled. Well, if the activities are canceled, well, this item is no longer relevant. I just put a strike through it.
So do you usually typically do it like as you're going throughout the day, or is it kind of like a reflection at the end of the day?
So is this something I do throughout the day or just reflection throughout the day? I will say that depends on the person. If you're doing this method right here of the daily log, rapid logging, you're doing it throughout the day. You're carrying your book around with you and like marking things off or whatever throughout the day. I personally have developed my own method of just planning out my whole week at once on Sunday. And I'll just reference it and mark things as complete or move things as necessary throughout the day or throughout the week. Okay. Yeah, so it just kind of depends on what works for you. Okay. I marked that the spring tuition was paid, so there's an X through that task. I know that I need to schedule an oil change. I can't do it today. It's already closed for the day, plus there was a heavy snow. But I know it needs to be done, so I'm going to put that as something to plan for the next day. I also know that I need to pick up a seed catalog, so I'm planning that for the next day. Next day rolls around. You put the day and the day of the week at the top. Put down those two things that you wanted to plan for from the previous day. Mark them off as they're completed. And after you picked up that seed catalog, maybe you're like, oh, now I know what I want. I'm going to browse through it, and I'm going to make a wish list of all the seeds I want. So I make a note with a dash of which seeds I want to order. And then I also make a plan for arrow that I want to order seeds on the next day. And then maybe there was something that really funny happened that day and I want to write about it in my journal. So I just take up a page and a half to write up whatever happened to me that day and I just write and write and write and write. I don't always have a journal entry every day. Some people might have a journal entry every day. It just kind of depends on what works for you. Okay, so I'm going to just pause for a moment and see, is there any questions about anything I've talked about so far? Anything you're wondering about? Yes.
Maybe this isn't a question as much as mechanics, but like that's a lot of writing. And honestly, I find myself thinking, here's a task that's going to be again. Do I actually need to write it down? And so it seems like one of the things that keeps me from bullet journaling is that feeling that has to be 100%.
Okay, so there's some concern, like this is a lot of writing and I don't want to have to write everything that I'm doing all the time, every day. I hear what you're saying, and I don't write down every nitpicky thing I do. Like I don't say, I'm doing dishes today, I'm doing laundry today. Like I'm not writing down all those things that are habit for me. So I'm writing down things that I know I need help remembering. So you don't have to write down every single thing, just the things that you know that you need help remembering later. I see another question over there.
I could also, it kind of depends on the person and kind of what they need to remember. But if like kind of I think like kind of one good way to look at it, I guess, is kind of even if you didn't write down everything, you still have less things that you do need to kind of try and remember to do. But on the other hand, you could view it as more confusing in a way, because then there is also the fact that then you'd have to kind of remember what you didn't write down and what you did write down. So that would kind of just be almost as much work.
So everybody's going to have different things to remember, and their list might look different, and it might be more or less confusing, perhaps, depending on what you need to remember and what you may not need help remembering. Yes?
Have you or seen somebody else do this fully digitally without a book?
I have not seen anybody do it digitally, but I believe there are apps out there. I haven't personally looked them up or utilized them. I feel like there's something magical about actually writing it down that helps us remember a little bit better. Not to say that that can't be replicated in a digital format, but I think it could be done. Like, I know there's like apps that are like freehand drawing apps that you could use digitally. And I've heard there are bullet journaling apps. I just personally haven't used them. But you might, if that's something that's appealing to you, you might explore that. Yes?
Excuse me, I had a question about the indexing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know like necessarily what's going to be on each page, how would you do that in a way that would maybe keep it in numerical order but still leave
okay.
you space for, because I feel like I would look at it and it'd be like page 100 is this and page 2 is this, and
okay.
it's so out of order.
So there's a question about indexing and like how do I keep things in order, how you know how many pages you're going to need for X, Y, or Z. So the thing about it is that it doesn't have to be in numerical order. It's not like your traditional index where it's by alphabetical order or whatever. It's just a place where you can mark what is in your book and where you can find it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in numerical order. It can be. Like, I think in my book, there's actually, I put something in the back of my book immediately when I start a new book, and that's like one of the first things I put in here. But I have like page 1, and then page 2, and then 6, and then 11, and then I have page 240, and then page 13. So it's a matter of like just having a list of what's in there and where I can find it. That's the important thing. Yes?
So I guess if you're putting page numbers, you're going to be marking those page numbers on your notebook, right?
Right. So a lot of books have them pre-printed on them. Some do not. And so if they're not pre-printed, then yes, you need to handwrite the page numbers. But a lot of the bullet journal books have pre-printed page numbers and pre-printed index pages as well at the beginning. Okay. Any other questions before I move forward? Okay. These are great questions. Okay. I just want to talk about journaling and its importance for a minute. Some people may or may not like the idea of mixing their calendar with their journaling in their books. You can certainly set aside some pages over here for journaling and these pages just for the calendaring. If that's what works for you, please do it. But just record in your index where those pages are, like where your calendar starts and where your journal starts so that you can reference it later. And some words from ancient prophets about the importance of record keeping. This is from Abraham 1:31. I shall endeavor to write some of these things upon this record for the benefit of my posterity that shall come after me. And from 2 Nephi 25:26. And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, and we write according to our prophecies, that our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins. So we can write our personal experiences with the Lord for our children to read as well. And then from modern prophets and church leaders, this is what they say about journaling. Milton Camargo from October 2020 was talking about receiving revelation when he said, "We pay attention to thoughts and feelings that come to our minds and hearts, and we write them down, as our prophet has counseled us to do. Recording our impressions is an important part of receiving. It helps us recall, review, and re-feel what the Lord is teaching us." And then Wilford Woodruff in 1856 said this, "Keep an account of the dealings of God with you daily. I have written all the blessings I have received, and I would not take gold for them." Okay, so quick story. I'm from Colorado, and you may or may not have heard of the Marshall Fire that swept through our community back in the end of December of 2021. There were about 1,100 homes that were destroyed in this wildfire. I was actually out of town at the time, and I was getting calls from my neighbor saying, they're getting us ready to evacuate. Like, is your dog okay? Like, are you safe? Like, I'm like, yeah, we're out of town. Our dog is somewhere else. Like, everything's cool. But like during this time, I was like reflecting, like, if my house does burn down, what would I be most upset to lose? And it's my journals. That's the only thing in my house that is completely irreplaceable. And just like Wilford Woodruff, I would not take gold for my journals. They are mine. They're personal. They're just so, so important. I will say, too, that I did have a friend lose her home in this fire. And it's actually my friend who introduced me to bullet journaling. And she was able to save her journals. And she's, like, incredibly grateful that she was able to save her journals. Oops, wrong way. Sorry. Okay, so going back to different customizable pages you can do. So we went over the basics. Now we're going to talk about how you can apply this and kind of expand it to more than just the calendaring. You can make lists for anything and everything, from a gratitude list, favorite things list, a book list, either books that you want to read or books that you have already read and want to keep track of. Maybe inspirational quotes. Wins that you had that you want to reflect on later, a packing list, a shopping list. I mean, you could have a list for anything. I have like a list on here. I think I show it in one of the slides later, like a list of dating ideas. And we just had a dating class with Monica Irving. So like make a dating list of dating ideas. So you can have lists for anything. Just mark it in your index so you know where to find it later. We can have customizable pages for like weekly assignments. This might be especially helpful for the young people if you're like, I have all these assignments and I don't know when to do them. So you might list the subject across the top and the day of the week down the side and fill in between what you're going to do when. And this could also work for the parents too, who are trying to plan out, what am I going to teach in these subjects and when? So this is just an example of how you might create a spread in your bullet journal. You might use it to keep track of your habits. This one kind of represents a sleeping tracker, when somebody went to bed and when they woke up. So maybe you have a goal to get better sleeping hours and you want to keep track of it in your journal. Or this might be another version of a habit tracker. You have your goals listed at the top and the days listed down the side, and you mark it somehow when you've actually completed it that day. Now, a little shout out to James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits. I love that book. So good. He says, strive to keep the streak alive, right? Like, it's okay to miss a day, but don't miss two in a row. So just get started again. So this habit tracker helps you to see that a little bit more easily of where you might need to up your game a little bit. I like this one. When was the last time I did this chore? Like, when was the last time I changed my sheets or washed the comforter or flipped the mattress? Like, those are things that don't have to necessarily be done on a weekly basis, but should be done fairly regularly. And you might want to just keep track of when you last did it. And so if it's been a while, go ahead and do it again. Yes. So the question is, do I use my bullet journal as just a journal or just a calendar, or do I use it as a journal too? I use it as everything. I take my notes in my journal. I put my calendar in my journal. I write my daily happenings in my journal or just what's going on in my brain that I need to dump somewhere. I do it all in the one book. But some people like to keep those things separate, and you certainly can do it that way. Like, the wonderful thing about this is that there's no right or wrong way to do it. You do what works for you. There's even more ideas of different spreads or things you can do with a bullet journal in Rachel Wilkerson Miller's book, Dot Journaling, that I mentioned at the beginning. Like, you can have meal planning menus, you can have shopping lists, you can do your finances of like trying to budget or get out of debt. You can do trip planning or recording. Like, she has a lot of ideas of how you can apply bullet journaling a little bit more to your life. Now, I'm gonna just add a caution. that if you go onto Pinterest and type in bullet journaling, you might get something that looks like this, which can be super exciting if you're totally like creative, or it can be really overwhelming if you're like, I'm really not creative and I can't make things beautiful. Like, the nice thing is that the basics of bullet journaling is very bare bones and like does not have to be beautiful, but it can be. So just saying, like, you can totally get creative and have lots of fun with colors and drawings and things in your journal, but it can also be very simple with just the basic symbols. So just wanted to throw that out there. And your needs can change over time too. So maybe it starts one way and migrates to another way. So how does this help me focus on what matters most? And how does it help me become mindful? So for me anyway, this is what I glean from doing this method. It helps me be more mindful because it kind of causes me to have that regular reflection throughout the day. In the morning, in the evening, and throughout the day. And I ask myself regularly, is it important? Does it matter? Well, if it's important and it matters, then it's worth writing again and again and again. And the thing is if you find yourself writing the same thing again and again and again, you're still not getting it done, then you have to assess, is this really important or not? And if it's not, then you strike it through and you move on. So that it helps you just really pay attention as you continually write these things again or just get them done. It helps us become more intentional. Our priorities are set straight. We can say no more often and only give honest yeses. So I used to be a chronic yeser. I used to say yes to everything. Like, oh yeah, I can do that. Sure, I'll do that. Yes, yeah, totally. I can do that. But I found myself getting burnt out and feeling like I was wasting my life in some ways because I was just feeling so burnt out all the time. So I had to come up with a system for myself to, like a filter, basically. Anytime I was approached with an opportunity, I had to ask myself, do I want or need to do this thing, whatever it is? Do I want or need to do it? The second question I would ask myself is, do I have sufficient energy, time, skills, or resources to do this thing well? And the third question I ask myself is, will doing this thing help strengthen my relationships with the people that matter to me most? And the answer has to be yes to all three of those questions in order for me to take that responsibility on. Otherwise, it's not worth my time and energy. So that's how, what I mean by saying no more and giving honest yeses. It helps us become more productive. We write down our to-do list. It's very simple to do. You just do a bullet and write the thing, just in very simple terms. You don't even have to use complete sentences. So it's very, very brief. It's easy to do. It's easy to see. It's easy to modify or mark complete. And it increases our joy because we are able to recognize all the good that we do and see a day well lived. And if we're keeping gratitude lists or writing down the happy things that happen in our lives, then that helps us to feel more joy as well. All right, so now is the fun part, or maybe not so fun part for me. You get to take a peek in the life of me. So when I first learned about bullet journaling, this is the journal I had. It was a typical lined journal, which I think is very common for people to have. It's just a lined journal. And I just started doing habit tracking in it. And by the way, I was doing goal setting based on Luke 2:52 before it was cool. Just saying. So these were my physical, spiritual, intellectual, and mental goals I was making back in like 2018 or something. Anyway, super ambitious. It's really messy and hard to understand, but for me at the time, it worked. Over time, I made improvements to it, and you'll see that too. I knew that I wanted to write in my journal more. And I made a goal to do so. And what I found was some writing prompts on Family Search. And I just copied a lot of those writing prompts into my journal that I could go back and fill in later. And I will say that some of these are still blank and I still need to go back and answer them. But they are there, and it's kind of a fun way to like build my own personal history that my family can then read later. But this was just one way that I started using my journal more. And I started using colors because colors are fun. I also tried drawing, but with the lines on the paper, it kind of looked weird. I tried a quote, again, it kind of looked weird, big with the lines going through it. And I'll just read the quote because it's good. Forward momentum is the only requirement. That's by Rachel Hollis, Girl, Wash Your Face. Great book, by the way. So yeah, it just kind of looked weird. But I started with the book that I had at the time. So when I finished filling out that book, I got this book, and it had the dot grid instead of the lines, but it didn't have any pre-printed page numbers, so I had to write those in. You can kind of see that in the lower right of the page. I was handwriting those in, and it didn't have a table of contents, so I just made one. But that's how I started doing that bit in this book. And I also drew in my book just for fun to enhance my note-taking. This is how my habit tracker migrated. I stopped doing all the letters and just did color coding. I only had one goal per area instead of like five per area. But I just mark it with a color when I worked on it. I also incorporated a gratitude list to help me remember the things that make me happy. The next dot grid journal I had, I still had to write the page numbers, and I still had I still used an index at the beginning, but this was the year that I really started doing the spreads, the future log and the monthly log and the daily log. This is when it really started taking off for me. My habit tracker got migrated to my monthly log, and I still do it that way. It looks a little bit different now, but that's what all the colors are, is my habit tracking. And then this was a rapid logging one. And I added some tasks. So this last one I just put up, it shows like a little journal entry, at least the end of one. But then it shows some tasks right after that. So that's, you can see how I kind of mix my journal writing and my calendaring and task list all together. It's just wherever the next blank page is, that's just where you are. And it shows the reality of your life, the flow of it. But I would say that there might have been some tasks at the beginning of this journal entry, so you just have to make sure you go back and check the whole day to make sure there isn't anything that fell through the cracks. Migrate anything to the next day that maybe you still need to get done. These are just some other lists I created, mindfulness activities I enjoy, again, the date ideas list that I had mentioned earlier. You can have lists for all kinds of things. My next book, it had pre-printed page numbers and an index pre-printed. I was pretty excited about that one. Writing the page numbers was so tedious. I switched at this point from the daily logging to the weekly spread or the weekly calendar. For me, it helps me to see the whole week all at once rather than trying to do it day by day. But that's not to say I don't look at it and use it every day. I certainly am looking at it and using it every day and migrating things as necessary. But I switched to a weekly log instead. Then I was like, oh, one page weekly log was too tight for my life. So I went to a 2-page weekly log. And I really like this spread because it shows how things got moved around in the reality of my life. Things got crossed off, circled, and switched around. Like, people might say, like, why not use a pencil and erase and like rewrite and things? Well, I use a pen partially because it stays on the page better and partially because it shows the reality of life and like what I was intending and what actually happened. It's like a form of journaling that's really organic, and I really like that about it. Some people like to, I use little flags for a while to help mark pages that I went to frequently. A lot of books have ribbon bookmarkers, but not all of them do. So having like little sticky tabs was helpful for me in this particular book. You can see how my habit tracker changed a little bit. I made a little grid that I fill in the boxes on each day when I do whatever my goal is. And then, so this is just a quick shot of all my journals that I've had since, 2015. And I would say from the last one to the one I'm currently in, there's actually one in between. So I've filled out quite a few of these. And the first book took me 4 years when I hardly wasn't journaling at all. The next one took me 1 year and 4 months. The one after that took me 1 year. And the next one after that took me 6 months. But I would say this book I've had since August, and it's still not done, but there's more pages in this one than some of the other ones. So sometimes I fill them out faster than others, depending on the page numbers and how much I'm actually writing. But I would say, like, I like that I didn't just jump all in all at once, and you don't have to either. Just choose one thing that you want to try today. Like, maybe you just want to try the bullet and Xing it off, and that's all you want to do. Just choose one thing you want to do. And I'm going to cover some of the tools. So we have the book itself, and I think somebody in the conference got one at the door prize on Wednesday, so that's cool. I like to use colored pens because it helps me organize my book better. Like in this one, you can see I write the date in one color, the event in another color, and each speaker is in the same color. So for me, it helps me to organize using colors. A lot of people like to use rulers to help make those perfectly straight lines. I just eyeball it and connect the dots. You can do whatever works for you. Some people like to use washi tape to like make borders and make it look pretty without having to put too much effort into it. Again, there's the little colorful flags you can use as bookmarkers. And then somebody else pointed out to me book darts, which are like these little like metal things that like kind of hug the edge of the page that make it easy to find certain pages too. So those are the tools. And then just some tips and reminders. White space is your friend. You do not have to fill every single space on there and cram your days jam-packed. Like, create some space to breathe. I have legitimately written breathe as a task on my to-do list because sometimes I just run too fast. Like this, yeah, schedule moments of rest and reflection. Like, you have to give yourself moments of pause. Start whatever book you have right now. You don't have to go out and buy a new bullet journal right now and toss out whatever you're using. Just use whatever book you're using right now and just move forward with it. For rapid logging, write each night and morning and regularly review your plan during the day. Choose one thing you want to start incorporating now. Make it your own. Because there's no right or wrong way to do this. It's literally whatever works for you, do it. The bottom line, do whatever you want. This is your book. So these are the resources, again, that I used. The Bullet Journal Method by Ryder Carroll. And he has a website, and he also has, like, this bullet journal community. I haven't participated in it, but I understand that, like, people, like, monthly get together, and they, like, create their monthly plans together and, like, bounce ideas off of each other, like, how they use their journals. So those are some resources that you might want to check out. Also, the Dot Journaling book by Rachel Wilkerson Miller. And then some different places where you can buy these books aside from Amazon. Yes, you can get them on Amazon. But some other places that if you want to just go into a store and grab one is Barnes & Noble, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Staples, Target, and Walmart. I'll say my favorite one, I think, is probably at Michaels. They have the ribbon bookmarks and a little pen holder. And they come in so many fun different colors. And the page numbers are pre-printed, and there's an index. Like, I like the one there. And then if you have any other questions or comments or want me to email you the slides or the handout, you can email me at cassandra.smith@ldshe.org. That's Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, and Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And then lastly, I have the QR code for the slide deck. So if you want to be able to review the slides again later, you can check them out here. And now I'm going to open up the floor to you. Does anybody have any questions about this? Anything you're wondering about or comments you have? Are you excited to start doing this? What are you going to try first?
Sorry, I was late. Have you said how much time you spend a day doing it? Like, do you devote like 10 minutes, half an hour?
Okay, so the question is, how much time do I spend on this per day? So I look at it first thing in the morning, and it really only takes me like seconds to look at it in the morning. And if I need to add anything, it's maybe a minute or two. You know, it's like, it just kind of gives me like that framework for the day of what I'm trying to accomplish that day and what's coming up in the day, if there's any appointments and things. But then I also, throughout the day, I'll look at it. Like, I generally will leave it on my bedroom bed, like open, and I'll just, as I'm passing through my room, I'll glance at it and make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Or if something comes up during the day, I'll run upstairs and add it to my book or whatever, and do it that way. And then at the end of the day, that's when I also kind of just review, migrate anything to the next day or whatever. It really is only a few minutes, like here and there, that I'm doing this. Yes, in the back.
What about like when you're writing like about your day, like kind of how much time does that take?
It really depends on how much I want to write. Like, I might write for 5 minutes, or maybe I'll write for 30 minutes. It kind of depends on what's going on. I mean, that's really a person-to-person of how much time we write.
I think Brian had a question too.
Yeah, somebody else had a question. Yes,
do you
here?
Also keep like a family calendar too to coordinate with spouse or older kids or something like that? Is that, do you do that separate from this? Because you probably don't want your family all looking at your book.
Yeah, so the question is there a family calendar that everybody can
to
look at?
And all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess the only family calendar I have is the digital one I share with my husband so that he and I know when there's things that are relevant to the whole family. My kids aren't in that boat yet, unfortunately, so they're usually just relying on me. So that's probably something I need to start incorporating myself. But yeah, I personally don't have a good system for that yet. Yeah, a digital one is nice because then it gives the reminders. There was another question in the back. Over here on the right-hand side. I don't know. He's not looking at me now. There's another one over here. Did you have a question?
Yes. What would you, for like a beginner, what would the first thing you'd want to implement be? What's the most useful thing to start with?
What is the most useful thing for a beginner to start with? Maybe start with an index. Like, just the very first thing I mentioned. Like, start with an index of... Maybe. I think it depends on the person. I don't know if I could give a blanket statement that says this is what you need to start with as a beginner. I think you as the individual needs to decide, out of everything that I've talked about, this is what I think will be most applicable to me and most helpful to me now. Maybe it's writing out your assignments that you need to be doing during the week. Or maybe it's like, I need to remember these appointments I have and writing that out. The daily logging might be a good place to start. I think that may have been where I started, perhaps. But it really just depends. Like, you might just have to let this mull in your brain for a little bit and decide what you want to try first and just take baby steps. Like, don't try to do it all at once. I would say don't do that. Don't try to do it all at once. Just pick one thing that you think will help you the most. Was there a question over here? No? Okay. Any other questions or comments that people want to share? Okay. Well, thanks so much for being here with me today. I've enjoyed sharing my time with you.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.